Hello and welcome to the Fishy Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, along with my co-host, Mitch Glenn. This is like two shows in a row. We're just so excited that he's here. And
I tell you what, man, you put a fishing rod in my hand, a bag full of pico bait, some slab sauce, and get me this close to water, I'm sorry, I just become unreliable.
Yeah, we're actually at, Lake Washington in Mississippi.
Yep.
And it is a massive crappie.
This is a paradise. Place. A paradise.
Plethora of crappie here.
I'm not even going to try to say that, but it's paradise.
Oh, there you go.
And not the kind from Vegas either.
So our guest today is someone who's really special, happens to be my editor. So we're going to play nice, Mitch.
Yeah, okay.
Mitch,
yeah.
We're going to play nice.
Whoops. Start now?
Yes.
Okay. the guy that created Community and Crappie.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I'm thinking.
12, 15 years ago, crappie fishermen were reclusive. They'd run and hide from each other. They didn't want to give up no secrets.
Right.
They didn't want to teach nobody nothing.
Right.
And along came a man named Ed. And he put us all together. Seriously. Think about
community.
That.
Community.
The largest crappie.
Nah,
the
crappie largest crappie. Were always friendly and wanting to share. They just didn't have a platform to do it on.
Well, you provided that platform. You brought us all together. Is it, what is it, 12, 13?
1996. Whatever the math is on that. So.
Ed Mose. That's who's here today. Mitch
three,
is not going to get to his
two,
name.
So you carry the knot. That's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
Yep.
In Oklahoma, you got to count to 37.
Yeah.
How? What's the limit in Florida? Because, man, you're always catching them.
Oh, in 25.
25?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's 30.
I need a counter. I need a counter.
Yeah.
So tell us a little.
No size limit.
We've had you on the show before, and we talked about the platform, but I think we should give you at least 5 minutes to kind of visit about your platform so people know what to expect when they go to your website.
Crappie.com. Family friendly is probably the key, and sharing fishing information is what it's all about. It's a social media
without politics that, or
without politics, yeah. Without personal attacks.
Right.
Unlike, you know, most of the ones that you see out there. So it's a good place to go to get information about crappie fishing. It's got 100 fishing forums.
Wow.
Every state has its own forum. We've got, you know, Wanad forums, you know, panfish forums, engine forums. You know, we got a little bit of essentially crappie.com. It's all grassroots. And if anybody wanted a platform to speak somewhat related to crappie fishing, we asked for a moderator to moderate it, and we put up a forum. And
with the how-to information would make a set of encyclopedias on there. It just, it's all archived.
And it's all there since 1996, so...
And how much does something like this cost?
You mean to join the website?
Well, to join the site is free.
Yeah, right.
So it's all this, free.
Yeah, it's a free set of encyclopedias about crappie fishing.
Mitch doesn't even give lures away free.
Yeah, free, 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 free,
free, free, free, free, free, free, free.
The website.
You need a shirt that says free, 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 and on the back side you could turn around and just say one word.
Pico.
Oh,
that's the shortest word I know.
No, it would say free.
Free.
But Mitch's would say
pico. Don't put pico around free.
Mitch would have pico.
That's a bad word association there. Edit, cut.
You gotta put family friendly on the back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Great hats. You got some hats. You got calendars.
We got hats. We got shirts. T-shirts, you know, calendars. We make them essentially from submitted photos from the members. Every year we come out with them, and it's always in high demand. We have slab sauce, which is a product of slab, which is the only real product of crappie.com. It was developed on crappie.com by our members.
Yep. Right.
It's a fishing scent. You spray it on your jig or your crankbait, and it brings the crappies in, especially when they're pretty finicky. So and they usually are finicky.
Like right now.
As many know, so.
So you have different flavors in this?
There's two flavors, the original and there's garlic.
Right.
By popular demand, we added the garlic, and they're essentially, it's the same base formula, and the garlic just has the added garlic scent.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What's your favorite scent? In slab sauce.
I've been using this since before it hit the market. So I really like the original when I'm crappie fishing.
Right.
I tend to screw up and go bass fishing a little bit every now and then.
Right.
I learned real quick, and a lot. It's starting to get on the market a little bit. You put that garlic on a bass lure, and a bass can't leave it alone. They're a lot dumber than a crappie, but, you know.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Crappie community.
That's right. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, the garlic, I like it for bass fishing, and the original I like for crappie fishing. We've witnessed what it'll do right out here with LiveScope.
Right.
Dropping jigs down on their head right now. In fact, I had one of the biggest hot dogs on this lake out there the other day, and we put that on there, and he's like, huh. a bait tipped with a minnow, you know, real stuff, a Pico tube with a minnow tip, and it would come down to the fish, and they would look at it and swim off over and over again. Took this and put it on both the tube and the minnows. Coated the minnow in it, too. You put it down there, and they would come from over here to it.
Wow.
They can. It actually puts that scent bulb out there to where instead of just, and leaving, they're like, hey, and they'd come over and look at your bait. A couple of them actually put it in their mouth. And they paid the ultimate price.
Is it a scent? Does it have a scent?
People even put it on live baits.
Yeah. A scent trail? Is it leaving a scent trail?
It leaves a scent trail. You can see it coming up from your jig. If you drop your jig straight down in the water, you can see the little bubbles of oil popping up to the surface kind of thing.
Yep.
And it's sticky. It stays on there forever. You can put it on a crankbait and troll for 20 minutes. You can pick up that crankbait, and you can still feel the oil on the crankbait.
Yep. I like how you guys did that together. Did you go somewhere to a back room?
I don't. Which came first, slab sauce or the Pico crankbait?
That's a good question.
We may never know. It was because this stuff right here, as sticky as it is, with all the little golf ball dimples in the Pico crankbaits. I fished with some of you guys down on, I think, Enid or something a couple years ago. We put that on a crankbait and trolled it from one end of it to the other, pulled it out of the water. You could still smell the slab sauce on a crankbait.
Wow.
Yep.
So typically, what's your favorite way to fish for crappie, Ed?
Single pulling to feel the thump with a bunny butt doused in slab sauce.
Oh.
And the bunny butts just soak that oil up to no end, and you do not need a minnow. I've fished with many a minnow fisherman that will never go to a jig in the same boat. Old-timers.
Right.
Shoework is a name in particular, one of my members, that I converted to slab sauce, and he swore he'd never switch off of minnows. he's a slab sauce guy now.
Yeah.
So that's your favorite setup. So you're down in Florida. So what are you fishing down there typically?
Crappie.
No, I mean, what?
Wherever they want to be. Right?
Well, lily pads and weeds and
the
stuff.
The stems, so. Lily pad stems, or hyacinth, what kind of stuff are you around?
Lily pads, a couple different kind of lily pads. I don't know the exact names of the, flora or whatever you want to call it. But,
Are you usually dipping?
I'm dipping with a 12-foot or a 14-foot B&M pole.
Uh-huh. With a float?
No float. Just a bunny butt. Uh-huh. And just drop it in and swim it from one pad to the next.
Pick
it up, go to the other side of the pad, swim it from one pad to the next.
Wow.
As little, just a slow motion movement of it and as little motion as possible because, 14-foot ride, you're shaking, it's shaking by all by itself. So
yeah. So I'll ask him a question
all right.
that he's going to struggle with the answer to.
Well, I like that.
Yeah.
Make him struggle.
What's your favorite color of bunny bud.
I don't know if I want to give away that secret.
Yeah, okay.
This is a Florida.
But there's
thing,
only
though.
One color. For 3 years, it's always been the same color. Because it looks like a sand shrimp, right?
Yeah, it looks like a grass shrimp.
Yeah.
And that's the blackhead orange body. Yep. And everybody on my website knows it. They'll see pictures of me. Yes. They'll see that bait in its mouth. I'm so one, you know, orientated on that, and it's crazy. So
hey, it works. Why use anything else?
And people come and fish with me, and I run out of that bait so fast.
Yeah.
So. I got buddies that'll call Mitch from my boat and say, I need more bunny butts.
Last week,
As a matter of fact,
Interesting. So you're down there in Florida, but you're kind of a long reach. Every once in a while you travel. Do you still have crappie camps? Do you have crappie camps going on?
Well, with the COVID thing, we've had a lot less crappie camps, but they have happened. You know, they've been smaller. They've been a little bit more separation kind of thing. And, but we're going to get back rolling again. I guarantee it's going to be twice as strong as it was before as far as crappie.com camps go across the country. I think everybody's just waiting to get back out with real people again. People have been fishing like crazy because, you know, there's nothing else to do.
Right.
You know, and slab saw sales have been absolutely through the roof.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know that they're out there, that, you know, but.
Tell them a little bit about crappie camps.
Crappie camps, like I said earlier, we have message boards for all the states that have crappie in them. And the individual state members will create crappie camps and set them up and just get together, you know, a whole bunch of people that way. So
it's just a get together, right?
Right. Yep. It's informal. Every state's different. Some of them will have tournaments. Others won't have tournaments.
Yeah.
And it's mostly, especially in Mississippi, it's a big eating fest.
It's a cookout, man.
It's a cookout.
It's like, as a participant, when you've got 6 old timers over here and they've all got their own Dutch oven apple cobbler recipe, it's like somebody's got to judge that. They all say they're the best. Somebody's got to be there to make sure who is the best, right? And different fish fries and batters.
Well, in some states they'll have bands there. Some states the state biologist there to give speeches and stuff. Every state is different. Some states will have, you know, essentially there'll be members as vendors kind of thing, setting up little tables and selling some wares and stuff too. So
I've even seen depth finder presentations and people from the company be there to explain. I mean, many seminars and stuff like that going on.
What's your next adventure? Where are you off to? Are you off to somewhere interesting? Are you going back home?
I'm going back to catch fish. I'm going back home. The fish are biting hot in Florida right now. So I got a lot of personal things going on there too. So I got to take care of business down there. So after that, I don't know. You know, still kind of waiting for this COVID thing to get over for all the events to take off and to really take off and tour the. You know what my whole ambition was. To live in Florida and then to follow the spawn and all the crappie.com events across the country.
I see.
And we've done that. Me and my buddy Bill Bob would travel, across and visit one camp to the next. And sometimes they'll even line up from week to week. One camp will be in Alabama. The next one will be in Mississippi. Next week it'll be in Mississippi. It's a lot of fun, so.
Who would you want to give a shout-out to? Like, if you could give a shout-out to someone that was on crappie.com, who would you – I mean, it's not just a one person. Do you want to give a shout-out?
Well,
who would you give a shout-out?
All of my great moderators, and they're phenomenal. There is a special one that's actually recovering from the stinking virus right now. He's over the top, though, and they just took him off oxygen this morning, thank God. So – and that shout out is to David Chans, aka G on crappie.com. He is the man that just, you know, he lets all my members in. We don't have spam on crappie.com because of G. He interrogates every application.
You don't have hacking attacks because of G. G is the, we don't know what G stands for on the air, but G is the just he's the one that sees every post you make. Always. Never sleep. He hadn't slept in 14 years.
Is he the oldest moderator you have?
Well, I mean, not in age, but Crappy has been with me since day one of Crappy.com back in 1996. I think G got on board about 2004, and he has been there. He has, I think, it's 90,000 posts now.
Yeah, G has posted. Yeah,
that's phenomenal. Phenomenal. Is there? And of course, I think the part I like to do is I like to read the articles that Brad Weekman posts on your on your site. There, where would they go if they wanted to find, say, Brad Weekman's articles?
Homepage, right side, top of the page. You can see Brad Weekman. Brad, you actually write great articles, and they're orientated to some of the best sponsors that I have on the site, and. I love him, man. It's just great having you on board. You're my only writer, really. The rest of my writers are my audience, you know. They post fishing reports, and we promote them to the homepage's articles. So the site has just been a godsend for me. It's been wonderful to meet people all across the country and just, you know, learn how to crappie fish. And that's what's so cool about crappie fishing. There's so many different ways to do it, you know. And
Next week, there'll be another new way.
Will be, you know. Yeah. Well, with the live scope, there's a new way now, too. Next week, there will be another way. Yeah. You know, there's no doubt about that.
You know what? That takes us to tackle time. And Mitch is here, and I'm guessing I can guess what they're going to talk about because they kind of already talked about. But, Mitch, look at that Vanna,
slab sauce.
Vanna White of crappie fishing there.
I was going to do this, but slap sauce. Just use it. If you ain't catching a fish all the time, just put this on. And I know you're not, so don't lie to me. Try some slab sauce, whatever you're using, from hard baits to soft baits. Even many guys, make your minnow smell good, put some slab sauce on it. We don't want no stinking minnows.
This week, we're also going to highlight the new Smith's Products Mr. Crappie 6-inch curved slab sticker fillet knife. Now, this has a 6.3 blade to it. It's a 420 blade, so it's super sharp. What I like about it is it does have enough flex for when I'm cleaning the crappie that it's easy to clean them. And actually, I'm using this down at my boat dock, so I don't have electricity there. So I need a knife that is super sharp and makes it real easy to clean them. And I like a smaller blade because most of the crappie we have on Beaver Lake are not that big. So I don't need a big blade, and I don't need a big bow in it when I'm pulling up against the skin and the fillet itself. So this is it's actually a new product by Smith. So I've been using this one a bunch. You can check this out and all the other Smith products at www.smithproducts.com. There you go. There you have it. Ed, if they wanted to check out the website, where would they go?
To crappie.com.
Gosh, you make it easy.
Crappie. You know, it's
easy enough.
There you go.
All right. So thanks for listening to our show. You can check us out on all the podcast networks. And you can also check us out on YouTube at the Fishing Guide Podcast. For Mitch and myself and Ed, make sure you keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water.